Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, April 22nd, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. Just realized it's the last time I get to say Midday Magazine. We're changing the name tomorrow and everything. We got a great show lined up for you, everyone. In part two today at 4:30, we're going to speak with Chirika, our great friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. Looking forward to that. Right now, we always look forward to these interviews. We got Promise Bakken in with us, Marketing and Communications Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Promise, always good to have you in. Good to
Thank
see you.
Thank you. Good morning.
And we'll be talking with Emily in a little bit. Emily is with the ACE Leadership Program. She's a participant over there. Emily, we'll be putting you to work. I mean, talking with you in just a little bit. Thanks for being here, Emily.
Thank you for having me.
Promise, I want to kick things off with you and some of the great events going on over at the Chamber. If you don't mind, if we could rewind just a day. Mm-hmm. I was really curious how things went with our friends over at El Cafe. We love El Cafe. They're our birthday and anniversary sponsor. We work really closely with them.
Yeah.
How did the networking at night go last night?
Yeah, the networking at night last night over at El Cafe in Port Edwards was really good. We saw a lot of new faces there. I was really excited about that. I think there was at least three new businesses that are not currently members that showed up to that networking at night event. And then there was a lot of new faces where I was trying to get some of our members like, come and network with us at networking at night. And they showed up too. So I was pretty excited about that. Their food was great. They had like chips and like four different types of dip and cheese curds and some chicken wings. They had a whole bunch of food there. It was really great.
The only trick with doing the networking at El Cafe is anybody going to talk? Their mouths are going to be so full of food and everything. That's great to hear. Really good to hear. And shout out to El Cafe and you guys doing that. Because the networking night is networking with the Chamber is such a popular event. It's a fun one. I know people look forward to it. And I know we were talking a little bit about over here maybe possibly sometimes. So we'll work on that. Because boy, you guys are booked when it comes to those.
For the remainder of 2025, and we're working on our 2026 list for member businesses that will be wanting to host it. So if there is anybody out there that's interested in hosting that, please do reach out because we are starting to fill 2026.
So. There's somebody right here. I gotta reach out. So let's talk about something on the way, and that is Networking Exchange for Safety Professionals. This is an informative one and a great one happening over in Mid-State.
Yeah, so our Network Exchange for Safety Professionals is tailored to those smaller businesses that don't really have a safety department. So we kind of get all the safety department heads from, you know, other businesses in the area and sit them down at a round table and have open conversations about different topics. Sometimes we bring in a speaker. This time we're going to be bringing in Andy DeWitt from, he's the head of security from Mid-State. He's great. He's going to cover critical incidents and active shooters and the best policies and practices that you can utilize in a scenario like that. And I think that's a really great information for even some of our smaller businesses in the area where they might not have had any kind of formal training or any kind of information at all whatsoever covering those types of topics. This is a free event for our chamber members. It's happening on April 30th from 11 a.m. to 12:30, again, over at Mid-State Technical College in Wisconsin Rapids. Registration does close on April 23rd, and we will provide a light snack for those that, you know, and get the hangries during that lunch hour. So
it's always a smart idea. It's very, very well thought out by you guys. Andy is really, really good at this. Not only with certainly the profession and the security end of things, but he's a good talker and really good explaining this stuff and sharing that information and the knowledge that he has. Like in opportunities like this is such a key thing for not just him but people in that industry and talking security. And I love that we are in a day and age now where so much of this information, it's not about, hey, pay me this and I'll give you this information. It's take the information. Please let me help. I want to do some good. I want to, you know, get this to everybody. Local businesses that can't necessarily afford to hire an Andy to come in and look over the shop and you know, help them with these kind of things, this can be so key for them. And this is another one of those things in life where, hey, hopefully you never have to break the glass. You just know it's there. Yeah. And they have that peace of mind and that comfort for you and your employees and your customers that you know that. It's a really good idea to have that. That's a really good presentation. What are the dates and times for that again?
It'll happen on April 30th over at Mid-State Technical College from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And registration for this one closes April 23rd.
Yeah, you want to get in on that right away.
That's tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah. It took me a second, too. Time is a flat circle. Yeah. It's all meshed together right now. Yes, be sure to go to HeartOfWisconsinChamber.com or WisconsinRapidsChamber.com to register right now. Networking exchange for HR professionals is the next one I wanted to talk about with you, Promise.
This one's very similar to the safety professionals.
They're all tongue twisters. Yeah. They're all tongue twisters
this
today.
This is the same as the safety professionals one. It's kind of, again, a round table of, if you're a business owner and you don't have an HR department or an HR director, and you want to make sure that you're getting the right information from people in the area, you know, what are the laws that we need to comply to? What are some of the issues that you guys are seeing in the area? This is really helpful during COVID with a lot of people wondering, you know, how to address that. This one is happening on May 14th over at Express Recycling Solutions from 11:30 to 1 p.m. And there will be a light lunch at that one as well.
Yes, so, nice.
We're going to have Attorney Dietrich covering the recent HR law changes and anticipated policy changes under the Trump administration and what that's going to look like as we move more into those changes in our area. This is free for members. Registration does close for this one on May 7th as well. And this is a really great one for like those small businesses out there that are not familiar or don't stay updated with all these different changes that he's implementing.
Yeah. So, and to be fair, these changes, I mean, could be happening right now as we're speaking. They happen so often, so frequent and infrequently. Mm-hmm. So it's understandable if a business out there, especially smaller mom and pop businesses, don't have all the key information on this. But this is one where I've seen this happen where it's so hard to get a business up and running and then to make it successful. And then it falls apart or it closes shop because of an HR issue.
Right.
And that's a wide variety of things that could be. Mm-hmm. But imagine working so hard to get to this point and then it's all gone because of one thing that you could have helped.
Right.
And having an HR department or just at least having an update on what these rules and these regulations are and understanding that. There is no downside to that. There's no negative to that or anything. You have that information. It just makes your employees that much safer, more comfortable, which makes them better workers and makes you more money, et cetera, et cetera. This is a wonderful domino effect with literally no side effects to it. Now, I do think that it takes some time and some, energy to put into and understand these things, but that's all right. Time is money. If you want to look at it that way, if you're a business and everything, and you're investing in your employees, you're investing in your company by doing this. And it's one of these things, too, where I've seen this more in the restaurant industry than any others. But the person that, I try to save a buck or two here or there, or I try to save an hour or two here or there, and then you lose your business.
Yeah.
You got to put that effort in. And whether we're talking about the safety of your, business, or we're talking about the HR end of things and people just wanting to come to work, enjoying work, that goes a lot farther than I think we realize. Unless you think about it as you were an employee once, because all of us were employees once, and we all kind of get where we're going with that.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity to do all of this, and you get a nice lunch. You get a nice lunch along with it. I mean, you can't go wrong there. But.
Yeah, I definitely plan on attending this one as well, because I just like to stay informed, even though I'm not an employer, I just like staying informed, so that way, I know what's going on.
Yeah. I'm a tyrant as a boss, so I like to know. No, I'm kidding. I'm with you. It's never a bad thing to know these things. Sometimes, as much as I think, I'm pretty good at this or this or this, I'll hear something, I'll learn something. Oh, I didn't know that, or I didn't think about it from that angle or something.
Yeah.
So you just never know what you might also really be able to take in and apply to your day-to-day life. I think that a lot of people could be, really benefit not only from this, but certainly their business could be benefited from it, too.
Right, I agree.
It has quite a big impact to it. The dates again for that one, Promise.
Network Exchange for HR Professionals is happening on May 14th over at Express Recycling Solutions from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Also, I forgot to mention that if you do plan to have a tour of the facility, that you need to wear closed-toe shoes.
Good call. Yeah. And you should have a pair of those anyway. Those are good to have. Good to have. We're speaking with Promise from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. We'll be speaking with Emily, the ACE leadership participant, in a moment. But we want to get to coffee with the Chamber. And these are always fun to talk about, Promise. But this one seems like a big one that you guys got lined up.
Yep. This coffee with the Chamber is probably our most popular coffee with the Chamber throughout the year. This one is it's our Wood County Economic Development Update. So we're going to have a lot of different speakers, provide brief updates on all different types of topics. Stacy Keevy is going to be there giving updates from the chamber. Kayla Rombalski will be there from Extension Wood County giving updates on that. Jason Grunenberg, he's planning and zoning. He'll give us a brief update on what's going on with that department. Marianne Lippert, she owns a consulting business, and she's been helping us with some of our broadband issues in the area. So she'll be giving us updates on that. Kelly Borchardt with child caring. Child care is a huge issue in the area right now, so she'll be able to provide updates with that as well during Coffee with the Chamber. And Kyle Kearns, he'll cover some, you know, what's going on in the Wisconsin Rapids community with the development of, you know, some of the projects that are coming in. And Kaylee Mingle, she's from the Wood County Health Department. She'll be providing updates there as well. This one, it's a great one for anybody who is owning a business or operating a business or is a manager of a business that needs to be updated with these different types of things, because all of these areas that they're going to be covering impacts every single business and community member in the area. So it's great information. This is happening on May 28th. And because it's such a popular one, we had to move the location from the chamber boardroom, and we're going to use the Wood County Jail Courthouse, their new boardroom there. Oh, so nice. The county boardroom, it's really big and beautiful. Mm-hmm. And have you been in there yet?
No, I haven't seen the new part yet. And I've heard great things, though. And this is a great opportunity for individuals out there to maybe even see that, along with taking this in. I agree with everything you said, promise you nailed this every time, but if I could just piggyback on what you're saying a little bit, if you are a person out there thinking of starting a business even, I would encourage you to do this, but especially if you have a business that's up and running or getting ready to open your doors, all this information you're going to need. Where else can you go where it's one-stop shop? Right. You know, and every one of those things, if you have follow-up questions, I have been fortunate to talk with every one of these individuals on this show, and all of them are great. Yeah. They're all really good talkers. They know their stuff. And if you throw them a curveball on something, they're going to want to look it up just as much as you do. Yeah. So it is really, truly a great place if you are a business. If you're even just a curious individual in the community who has thought about this, I think it's a great opportunity to reach out and be a part of this, this great Coffee with the Chamber event.
I totally agree.
With this one too, there's also a great opportunity here, I think, for understanding how our the health of our community and economically, especially. I know that we're really close to this, so we don't always see it and everything, but I talk with, and I have so many people that live outside of the area, and I do another job and have a lot of work that takes me out of the state. And I don't think it's understood as deeply as I would like it to be of how economically strong this area is, especially compared to some surrounding areas. And even you look up and down the state. I'm not saying that there isn't improvements that don't need to be made, that we can't, you know, fine tune things or anything like that. I'm not saying anything's perfect necessarily. But I also think that we need to take a moment sometimes to really appreciate where we are and where we've come and how great things are and how, you know, the progress that have been made and these businesses, these nonprofits, this community as a whole and the work that's been done. Not a lot of people, not a lot of communities, and you don't have to look very far from here. I'm not going to name names, but you don't have to look very far from here to see communities that have not bounced back from the pandemic very well or have not really, to be honest, have not really come together. Here, our nonprofits work together. Our community works together. And again, not saying it's perfect, not saying we're all going to go outside and hold hands and sing kumbaya, but we don't need to do that. We need to get along. We need to be able to work together as businesses, as people. And this area does this very well. This event is a really great example of that.
So one of the other great things about this too is that it gives you an opportunity to ask the questions that are burning in the back of your mind, you know, so whoever is up there speaking, if you have a question, you know, you can get answers right then and there as well. So.
Yeah, that's a great point. Again, this is coming up. It is May 28th, 8:30 to 9:30 over at the county boardroom in the Wood County Jail courthouse. And is this one that we want people to register for as well?
Yes, registration is now open. We've had a handful of them register since we opened it. And Caribou Coffee will be sponsoring the coffee too.
Ooh,
so bring your coffee cups.
It's my jam. I love that place. That's awesome. Promise, we're going to talk a little bit with Emily now from the ACE Leadership Participant. She's an ACE Leadership Participant. Before we do, would you mind reminding our audience what the ACE program is?
So the ACE Leadership Program is a program designed to develop staff from our member businesses into more of a leadership roles that they might be looking to pursue, or even like what some of our companies put some of their staff in there because they're looking at them for a potential candidate to move them up. So they kind of see that they need to be a little rounded in areas. So they put them in the program and they get to go through all these different days and learn different things about the community. And then they also learn leadership skills, you know, how to handle conflict, how to communicate effectively, different things like that, that round out a leader in our area. Mm-hmm. And we've seen some really great people go through the program and become, you know, leaders in, you know, even different companies too, further down the line. Mm-hmm. Some of the people that I was in the class with, I've seen them take different positions in the community at nonprofits that where they had a leadership role. And it was like, the program is really great. I just love it. So
It's a great program. Yeah. And everybody we have on that talks about it speaks very highly of it as well. And we're going to speak now to one of those participants. Emily Weiler is joining us from Paper City Savings. Emily, maybe the most important question I ask, did I say your last name right?
Weiler, yes.
Weiler? Oh, God, nailed it. All right. Thanks for being here, Emily. Appreciate it. And we send a big shout out to Paper City Savings as well. Love our friends over there. Buy local, support local. We've worked with them as a radio station for many years. Great people over there. Emily, I wanted to put a focus on the exploration day of the program. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it was a great day. We went to Black River Falls and we visited the Ho-Chunk Nation. And so we just got to tour everything that they have to offer, to the different areas and just the different community pieces that they have. And it was a really fun experience to see it all. I have never been that way. I mean, I've passed the casino, but other than that, I hadn't known what was all there. So, you know, it's one thing to hear about it, but to see it was really cool.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. It had an impact on you.
Yeah,
it meant something to you.
It did. Yeah, it was just things you don't know about their culture in general, and then to see it is fun.
And there's certainly an empathy part of this that we want to create and have more of in our society with individuals and people that don't know as much about each other. I think that that's great. That's always an advantage. I think that there's certainly a positive too above. I'm just understanding cultures more, and especially ones that we don't know. Part of where hate resides in non-information and not knowing things. The more you know about something, the less likely you are to dislike it. I've said for many years as an ethnic person, I look forward to a day where people just don't like me because I'm a jerk, not because of my religion or race or something like that. These kind of things create that. This program has so many different levels to it, and here's one of them that we kind of get with this program, or with this part of the program.
Yeah, I would agree. We did a culture diversity program earlier this year. So this kind of tied back into that. You know, we had heard a little bit about the Ho-Chunk and their culture, but then when we got to go back and you heard it again, just kind of really dives into how important it is to understand it and appreciate where they come from, because, and for them to be welcoming of us and to let us come into their community, I thought was just a really special thing.
This is really important and very beneficial in business and in working with people. I've mentioned this many times. Ben and Jerry's had the most popular ice cream in the world, and they decided, wait a minute, there's a whole section of people we're not, you know, hitting. We should make vegan ice cream. Mm-hmm. And now they got a whole other market. Mm-hmm. Imagine a business that is, well, I'm not going to sell to these people. I'm not going to sell to these people or something like that. That doesn't make any logical sense. That doesn't make any business sense. Understanding other people in other cultures just going to make your business that much stronger and that much more better. And it's also just humanity-wise, I think the right thing to do. But it's also kind of cool, like learning other cultures and other – I find it really interesting. That's cool to hear.
Yeah, it's great. I just think if, as a working towards a leader, you get to understand where they come from so that you know how to deal with them and approach them and just work with them collaboratively. So.
Yeah, well said. Have you been enjoying the program? Have you been having fun with it?
I have. It's been a really great program just to learn, not only as, you know, growing in my leadership career, but just as a community member. You know, there's things that you just... I've lived here my whole life, but you just didn't know till you get out and you hear it, and it's been a great experience.
There's a couple of consistent things, promise, that we've heard from guests that come in from the program, and I would say one of them is, oh, the friends I made, or, oh, I got to meet somebody so-and-so and everything, and I love that part of it. Anytime you can have that, but that's the other part of it, too, I think, Emily, is, well, I've been living here for a long time, or I've lived here my whole life, and I didn't know that this was here, or I hadn't ever talked to somebody at this business before. We live in a medium-sized community. I think we feel like we all know each other, but we don't. And this is a great opportunity to learn that and everything and get to know people.
Right. And then you kind of even learn how you might have been connected that you didn't know. You know, it's a small world and you start realizing just how small it can be, but you make new friends and great connections.
It's like a good inside joke when you find that, like, oh, you know so-and-so. Or I can't tell you how many people I have come in here for this show and like, I went to school with your brother or something like that. That's great. And Emily, to businesses out there, to people that would participate in this, you encourage them to do this program, to be a part of it?
I would. I think it's a great program. Learning, leadership, community involvement. I think it's a well-rounded program. I think that adding things with Mid-State and that collaboration with the classes, I think that's been a really big benefit to the program. So I can appreciate what the Chamber has done with this program.
Appreciate that, Emily, and appreciate you being on with us. This will be the last time, though. You're too good at this. You got a great voice. You're too good at it. I need this job.
Oh, okay, so well, you can keep it.
But seriously, though, thank you very much for joining us. Please say hi to the team over at Paper City Savings
Forest.
I will.
Thank you for having me.
Promises, we're wrapping up. Just a quick reminder to everybody to register for these events that we have, and be sure to look into the ACE Leadership Program and how you can get your employees or maybe even yourself a part of it. If people want to find out more, reach you, how can they do that?
They can always check out our website, which is WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, or they can give us a call at our front office at 715-423-1830.
Emily, thanks again for the time. Appreciate you.
Yes, thank you.
Promise, always good to see you. We'll talk again real soon.
Okay.
And we'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.